Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we play new music by young movie star Scarlett Johansson and guitarist Pete Yorn, and answer a question about the American automobile company General Motors. But first, a report on a new mystery novel that is breaking sales records in adult fiction. American writer Dan Brown has another mystery in the bookstores, and people are buying the new novel in record numbers. The Lost Symbol takes place in Washington, D.C. over a period of just 12 hours. The mystery is linked to the Freemasons, a secret men's group with an estimated 5 million members around the world. Faith Lapidus has more.
Dan Brown's earlier novel, The Da Vinci Code, was a very popular book. Knopf Doubleday Publishing Group released the book in 2003. It has since sold 80 million copies in 44 languages. It was made into a popular movie. All in all, The Da Vinci Code made Dan Brown a very successful writer. What that novel did not do, however, was sell 1 million copies the day of its release. That honor goes to Mr. Brown's third book, The Lost Symbol, released on September 15th. By the end of its first week on the market, it had sold 2 million copies. The record-breaking sales made The Lost Symbol the fastest-selling adult novel in history. The book entered the New York Times bestsellers list at the number one position on September 25th. The novel revisits the character of Robert Langdon, the Harvard University professor from Brown's first two books. Langdon is an expert on symbols. In this mystery, he is presented with a symbol tattooed on a hand. The symbol itself might not be so unusual, but the hand has been recently disconnected from its body. So begins the novel that takes Langdon hunting and hurrying around Washington, D.C., through museums, monuments, and government buildings. The professor has a vicious enemy to defeat, central intelligence agents to outsmart, and a friend to save. That friend is Peter Solomon, the secretary of the Smithsonian and a Freemason. The Freemasons are a secret society hundreds of years old, with a whole set of mysterious symbols that only they know. Book critics have been mixed in their reviews of The Lost Symbol, but the website Internet Movie Database reports that the book is already in development to be a movie. You can learn more about other popular authors who spoke at the National Book Festival on the special English program This Is America on Monday.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel.
Our question this week comes from China. Li Jiwei wants to know more about the American automobile company General Motors. General Motors sold more than 8 million cars and trucks last year. The company does business in 140 countries. It sells most of its cars in the United States. Other large markets are China, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Canada, Russia, and Germany. General Motors was the world's largest automaker from 1931 until 2008. William Durant established the company in 1908 in Flint, Michigan. Mr. Durant had a new idea for a car company that produced many different kinds of cars. He wanted to offer different kinds of cars for rich people as well as middle-income people. He used his stock in General Motors to buy other automobile companies. Within a few years, he had brought together more than 20 different automobile and parts companies under the General Motors name. Many of the companies were small, weak, and in debt. By 1910, General Motors had fallen into financial trouble. Bankers were forced to step in to save the company from financial ruin, and Mr. Durant was removed from control. Over the years, General Motors grew and expanded. The company developed new and better production methods, and it continued to improve its designs, offering customers many kinds of cars. General Motors became the first automaker to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and it was the first company to make more than $1 billion in a year. But last year, increasing gas prices and decreasing sales forced the company to seek billions of dollars in government aid in an attempt to avoid failure. In June, General Motors filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It sought protection from its creditors while continuing operations. GM was $172 billion in debt. The company is currently reorganizing. It has sold off its less profitable kinds of cars, closed factories, cut jobs, and closed sales centers. GM is continuing to produce its four main brands, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. The company is mostly owned by the United States government, which has invested billions of dollars. And Toyota Motors now is the world's largest automaker. Actress Scarlett Johansson has gained widespread praise for her roles in movies. She has been nominated for 4 Golden Globe Awards and has won all kinds of honors. Now she has another starring role, only this time it is not on the big screen. Steve Ember has more.
When I met you, I didn't know what to do. I was tired, I was hungry, I fight. Now I'm away, I ride home every day, and I see you on the TV at night.
You can see that life's for us to talk about. You can leave whenever you want out. Whoa. You don't.
Relater is the first song from the new CD, Breakup. Singer and songwriter Pete Yorn plays Scarlett Johansson's leading man in this musical story about love gone bad. It is Johansson's second album. She made her first album, Anywhere I Lay My Head, last year. Pete Yorn is the artistic force behind the Breakup CD. His music first gained attention when his song Strange Condition was used in the soundtrack for the movie Me, Myself, and Irene. Pete Yorn says the idea for the album was based on the songs of French entertainer Serge Gainsbourg and actress Brigitte Bardot. Listen to the 1960s sound of Search Your Heart.
When you search your heart, 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 I just want to tell you I don't know why I. If you find the answer, I'll be inside, arranging time. You won't find another dummy to work for you, so don't hate the one who lives for you.
Don't blame me for your trouble. Oh, oh.
Pete Yorn wrote 8 of the 9 songs on the Breakup CD. It was recorded 3 years ago, but he was busy performing, and Johansson was busy working on her movie career. Then she took time out to record her solo CD. Then she got married to Canadian actor Ryan Reynolds, and Yorn got to work on another album. Finally, the Breakup CD arrived in stores last month. We leave you with I Don't Know What to Do from Pete Yorn and Scarlett Johansson.
I don't want you coming here. No way. No way. I can't have you staying here. No way. No way. Every time I am reminded of a good thing that we used to know, and I know you're not expecting to go on second guessing, but I think it's for the best.
I don't want you coming here. No way. No way. Time I see your eyes, I want to walk with you in moonlight, and I know you're not intending to go on just pretending, but I think it's for the best.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? You can send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Yeah, I can't be staying here.